Mind Food Radio, Smart Thinking with Michael McHugh and Ben Starr.
Our sex therapist Jacqueline Hellier has become a bit of a regular on the program. We've spoken about breaking up before, and today it's about how to keep your mojo happening there. And
spice it up.
Michael arrives today very colourful. I don't think that's how you do it, Michael. But anyway, Jacqueline,
what happens
when you think you're losing your mojo?
Yeah, look, it's very common when people sort of get to a point in life and in their relationships where it's sort of getting a bit stale. And unfortunately, too many people think, oh, well, that's just life. There's nothing you can do about it. But there's so much that you can do about it.
Does it happen in most relationships? Like, is it a common...
Oh, yeah. Look, if you don't work on your relationship, right, to keep it strong and to keep it, you know, full of energy,
then
it will. You know, I often say there's three really good things in life that we all want. There's health, there's wealth, and there's love, right?
Yeah.
And we know that you've got to work on your health.
Yeah.
You can't sit around being a couch potato and think you're going to get healthy. We know you've got to work on your wealth, but for some reason we think that love and intimacy should just happen.
But what happens though, just say you come home one night and you go, I'm not really feeling 100% in this relationship at the minute. You know, I just don't feel I'm engaged in it. How would you start this conversation? Because let's be honest, I mean, the person that you're going to say it to, if they're standing near a vase, that could be coming towards you at a very fast rate. I mean, people react terribly, don't they?
And you don't have to make it all, like, you know, very serious and deep and meaningful. You know, you can start by being quite proactive.
So what, you're having a shower and you just yell out, you know what, this relationship's not working.
Come home
with a bunch of flowers for your wife and kind of go, hey, sweetheart, I was thinking about you today and I've been thinking that, you know, I haven't really been focusing on you enough. So here's some flowers as a testament to my love. And
I
booked a really nice restaurant
Friday night
and organised the babysitter.
Oh, you're a lifesaver.
Because
why do I always think the worst?
You know, it's about constantly doing little things for each other that make each other feel loved and feel special.
But, you know, it's interesting. We've had renovations happening here at the studios, right? And a lot of builders are working and they've all got young families, like really young families. And the conversation in the office of late has been really quite interesting. A lot of these young men are in relationships. They're married. They've now had their first kid and the second one might be on the way. And some of them have openly talked about the fact that they haven't had sex in 18 months and everything they do is wrong. They don't know how to get the relationship back on track. I mean, I imagine a lot of people must go through this.
Yeah, and it's really common when people have kids.
So what do you do?
Well, you have to both agree to prioritize the sexual intimacy in your relationship, right? And you need to talk about what each other needs, because it is a phase in your life where your sexual relating is going to change, right? Because, you know, the woman is absolutely exhausted and her focus is more on the baby and, you know, less on the husband. But she needs to realize that, you know, that they need to focus on themselves as a couple as well.
Yeah.
Otherwise, they'll lose it and he'll drift away and, you know, he'll feel left out and so forth. It's because he actually craves that intimacy with his wife that he's feeling left out of.
But as you say, it's a phase, isn't it?
It is a phase. And it's a time when I really encourage couples, new parents, to explore the softer, more gentle approaches to lovemaking.
Yeah.
You know, if you think that sex has to be like this big event and it's lots of thrusting and intensity and stuff, then the woman's going to go, oh, you've got to be joking. No, stay away from me. Right?
Yeah, yeah.
But if the man can be really gentle, you know, and offer her a lovely massage and say, look, you're beautiful and you're even more beautiful now that you're the mother of my child and, you know, can I just make some beautiful love to you? Or, you know, I mean, even can I just look at you, your beautiful face while I pleasure myself, right? You know, that's fine as well, as long as he kind of gets that sense of the
connection.
A few
teacups just dropped around the world here listening in. I can see our audience sitting out there today.
We have intelligent, smart thinkers on
Mind Food. I think it's interesting because people don't talk like this. This is the weird thing.
Like, there's different ways of having sex. It's like food, you know, like if you're really tired, you're not going to cook a gourmet meal.
Oh, look, Nigella Lawson might disagree with that. She has condiments by the side of a bed table.
He's never got over that. Ever since she told us that in our interview,
sitting there and
never got over that.
Are you serious?
Like, if you're really tired, you don't have to have, like, over-the-top sex. You can just have this beautiful cuddle.
Yeah.
I call it cup of tea sex.
Yeah,
you know,
lovely.
It's just short and comforting. It's just really nice.
Well, that's really interesting. Some great tips there. So, Jacqueline, thank you very much for joining us today on the program.
Well, it's my pleasure as ever.
I always feel like I've had a workout once I've spoken to you, a session. It's
what
fantastic.
Do you mean? We end up like a couple of giggling schoolgirls. It's ridiculous. Thanks, Jacqueline.
Thank you.
Okay.
See
my
you later.
Pleasure.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Mind Food Magazine and Mind Food Radio. Together, smart thinking.